I have a question for you. Do you want to feel better? 2020 has been a wrecking ball year, hasn't it? Still, people persevere. But it's harder. Some days more than others. Sleep is harder to come by. Anxiety spills over into everything. You realize you're just not having as much fun. Mercy Wellness, the top cannabis dispensary in the North Bay, wants to help you feel better. The Mercy Wellness staff is well-trained to help you select the right cannabis products for the effects you want. Cannabis sells itself, they say. It matters more who you buy it from. Mercy Wellness has earned that spot. Let Mercy help you feel better right now, safely and securely, in our beautiful store in Cotati, or we will deliver to your doorstep. See you soon.
The following is a paid presentation.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Can I Help You? This is the Cannabis Talk Show brought to you by Mercy Wellness. I'm Michelle Marquis, and of course my co-host is Emma Zorns. Emma is the education manager at Mercy Wellness. Hey, Emma.
Hi, Michelle. Pleasure as always.
Yes, and we're super excited to welcome back Armando Franco. He is the general manager at Mercy Wellness, one of our first guests on Can I Help You? Hey, Armando. It's good to see you again.
How are you doing?
Good, good. And we also have a very special guest here, Rochelle Michaud. She is the marketing and PR manager of Redwood Empire Food Bank. It's so nice to meet you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, we're super excited, and I know about the Redwood Empire Food Bank, but I am very curious to hear about your relationship, Mercy Wellness, with the food bank. So let's talk about this.
Certainly. Well, we are going to be launching some things this week. We'll discuss in just a bit here, mm-hmm. but we wanted to really start off with, what is Redwood Empire Food Bank? Who are you guys? And, you know, I think a great place to start is hunger. That's the basis of all of this.
Yeah.
What is hunger to us?
Exactly. Well, we're the largest hunger relief organization serving North Coastal California. A lot of people don't really know how big an area that we serve. But hunger is definitely something that happens in our area. And although we don't see starvation in the U.S., hunger and malnutrition are prominent, and they can have significant consequences. For example, malnourished children are apt to have learning problems and more illnesses. It's hard to concentrate in school when you're hungry. Mm-hmm. Adults who are hungry are less productive, less focused, which can make it difficult to keep a job or care for children. Also, hunger increases your risk of chronic diseases like high blood pressure and diabetes. So, for example, malnourished seniors, they're less likely to prevent illness and enjoy good health. So the repercussions of hunger stretch far beyond simply being hungry and can have really long-term side effects.
Sure thing. Nutrition is certainly important, too. And you said you cover a large area of Northern California?
Yeah, from Sonoma County all the way up to the Oregon border. We
Whoa.
Serve,
wow.
yeah. goes far and wide. So we serve Sonoma, Del Norte, Lake, Mendocino, and Humboldt counties.
Huh. That's yeah. amazing. And what people are you seeing come through these sites?
It really changed last year.
Yeah,
we were seeing a lot of people for the first time. And it spans far and wide, from people who have lost their jobs to people who are living in their vehicles. You know, we have all kinds of people. We serve seniors and children and families.
Every demographic.
Every demographic.
Yeah.
It's,
Rochelle, I do have to just personally say thank you to the Redwood Empire Food Bank, because I was working in events when the pandemic hit, mm-hmm. and my events job obviously disappeared. And actually for a couple months, once a week, we got a box of food. And I have to tell you that it made a huge difference. And it was a way for us to be able to spend the money on bills and rent and things like that, because that is one of the first things that goes, right? your food budget goes when you are in economic distress. So I just have to say personally, thank you to the Redwood Empire Food Bank because you guys helped us make it through.
Yeah, I'm so glad to hear we were able to help. And that's what we're here for. That's what we want to do. You know, hunger never takes a holiday. And when disaster hits, you're stuck having to make these really hard choices. And and unfortunately, as you say, food is usually the first place people start to cut. And it's not necessary because we're here and we have the resources to feed anybody who is in need of food.
So where does that food come from?
Okay, so... you know, we get food from multiple sources. We receive donated fresh produce and staple items from our major food donors and local farms. Some of them that you might be familiar with, Amy's, Andy's Fresh Produce, Point Reyes Cheese, a lot of local support, Sonoma County Meat Company, and we also get stuff from like Farm to Pantry, Feed Sonoma, places like that. We also receive food donations from the public that help us to keep our shelves stocked with non-perishable staple groceries that we then distribute through our programs at over 300 sites monthly and as well through our 170 partner organizations. This past year was a little bit different. We had a lot of USDA commodities come through. Mm-hmm. This was part of the coronavirus food assistance program that the USDA partnered with regional and local distributors whose workforce had been significantly impacted by the closure of many restaurants, hotels, and other food service entities. And they purchased $3 billion of fresh produce, dairy, and meat to distribute to those in need. And we were one of the recipients of that. So it kind of topped us up and helped to keep up with the demand. And then in addition to that, we sort of topped things up as well by purchasing food wholesale and using the funds from our donors to do that.
So smart. And with COVID and all this pandemic chaos amidst, how's that changed things for you?
Oh my gosh. we have seen the highest number of individuals coming to us for help than we've ever seen in our 33-year history. To put it into perspective, the average number of people we plan to serve per month in 2020 was about 23,000 households. But as soon as the pandemic hit, in April alone, we served over 47,000 households. Wow. And if you think of that in terms of individuals, that's over 150,000 individuals in a month. And so it hit hard. We've had to change how we pack and distribute food to people in order to ensure health and safety for everyone. In fact, we've got 10 California National Guards still stationed at the Redwood Empire Food Bank today, packing over 1,100 food boxes per day, in addition to the many dedicated volunteers that we rely on to get the food out to the people in need. And in addition to that, we implemented what we call Station 3990 distribution sites. And these are our emergency food distribution sites. They're our response to disasters, be it natural, economic, political, human-made, or public health. They're activated when and where the need arises. And on top of that, so many other little details, like we've had to purchase additional fleets and increase food storage capacity, but we've got a pretty resilient team at the food bank, so it's really nice to...
sounds like you guys have gotten it under control.
And I do have a question. I think that a lot of people have a myth or sort of about what a food bank does, that it's only non-perishable foods. You're just getting jars of peanut butter and some cereal and you know, things like that. What is the capacity for fresh food from the Redwood Empire Food Bank?
You know, we really push hard to get fresh food because we want to focus on health and nutrition education when we're serving our recipients. And we have a lot of fresh food that comes in. I guess the best way to put it, so to understand how much we serve and what part of that includes fresh foods, last year we distributed over $65 million worth of groceries, which consisted of enough food for 26.8 million meals, and that included 8.4 million pounds of fresh produce.
It's incredible. Wow.
So, yeah, we'd like to focus on that. And having local farms and things supply food to us has been has just been so helpful in allowing us to achieve that goal of serving.
That's amazing.
Fresh, healthy food.
Has that always been the case? Have you always accepted food from farms and local producers?
For quite a while. I don't know if early in the very, very first days, but it evolved into that.
Wow.
And it's been a while that we've been doing
That's
that
great.
Sort of thing. We actually used to serve when people would come to us at a distribution site. There would be kind of it'd be almost like shopping at a farmer's market.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
So they could pick and choose what they wanted and needed versus, being given certain things. Unfortunately, because of the pandemic and no touching and stuff like that, we've started boxing the food and preparing things for people that way. So,
but what a great concept, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah. It's a really nice, and it's nice for people as well. They can just, it kind of becomes an event more so than a thing you have to do.
Certainly.
Excellent. So do you want to ask one more question? Should we go to break? What are you thinking?
No, if people are wanting to donate or help, what are the resources or how are they able to get to you all?
Okay, so if people are looking to get help, the first step would be to simply call or visit our Food Connections Resource Center. The phone number there is 707-523-7903, or they can come by at 3990 Brickway Boulevard in Santa Rosa. For more information, they can find distribution site that's close to home, get WIC and CalFresh information, and also pick up emergency food boxes. Or they can just simply visit getfood.refb.org to find daily or weekly distribution food distribution sites near them. And then for anybody who would like to help, we like to say we need the complete serving, which is food, funds, and volunteers. So they could donate food. Food donations help keep our shelves stocked, obviously. And our most needed items are tuna and canned meat, peanut butter, canned soups, stews, and chilies, rice and dry beans, cereal, canned fruit and vegetables, granola bars, trail mix, nuts, that sort of thing. We're always looking for volunteers. We rely on them, and otherwise that would require the work of about 45 full-time staff members.
Wow.
So,
my goodness.
And we have over 9,000 volunteers who help us throughout the year. So pretty incredible there. And then obviously donating money. Our monetary donations help us to purchase food, pay our staff, fuel our trucks, and basically just keep the lights on distributing food to those in need.
Right. And I also want people, I know that it feels good, right, to go and go shopping, and that's a needed part of it, to shop and buy the things and drop them off at the food bank.
Yeah.
But those money, that monetary donations, you can turn that into so much more buying power than what someone can do at their local grocery store, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
For every dollar that we receive, we are able to provide $4 worth of healthy food.
Yeah.
That's
amazing.
Yeah.
So I know that it feels good to go and go shopping and, buy the nice things and bring them. Do that, but then in addition, make a cash donation because that really does go far. All right, we're going to take a quick break and come back. You're listening to Can I Help You with our very special guest, Rochelle Michaud, a marketing and PR manager of the Redwood Empire Food Bank, and we'll be right back on KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple, and you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code DRIVE for a 50 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 75 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code DRIVE for a 50 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code Drive.
Sonoma County has been through a lot. And once again, local businesses are finding creative solutions to stay in business, support their employees, and put money back into the community.
As a local realtor and Sonoma County resident, I've seen firsthand the direct link between the health and strength of our community and that of the real estate market. I've raised a family here, been through the aftermath of the fires, I've seen the real estate market fluctuate, and have seen our community rally. As a member of Sonoma County Go Local, I'll be doing what I can to give back to the community by featuring a local business or nonprofit each week on the Real Estate Hour. Stay safe, keep socially distancing, support our community, and reach out if you need some help. We're in this together. We are Sonoma Strong.
Allison Norman is a realtor with Keller Williams Realty and host of Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, Sundays at 9 a.m. on KSRO. To discuss your specific real estate needs or to make a no-obligation appointment, call or text 707-799-3617. DRE license number 01720334. Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
And welcome back to Can I Help You? This is the Cannabis Talk Show brought to you by Mercy Wellness. They're located in Cotati and very soon in Santa Rosa as well, which is super exciting. I'm Michelle Marquis. In studio with me is Emma Zorns. Emma is the education manager at Mercy Wellness. And we also have Armando Franco, general manager at Mercy Wellness, as well as our special guest, Rochelle Michaud, who told us all about the Redwood Empire Food Bank. So you did tease a little bit here at the beginning, Emma, that there's some sort of relationship between the REFB and Mercy Wellness?
Absolutely. You know, I've been with the company for about 3 years, and I'd really like Mondo to kind of share his experience and what we've how we've partnered with this food bank.
All right.
Well, it kind of came, I went to volunteer with my wife's company, PJAM, shout out to the PJAM folks out there, and I noticed that they needed more help. And so being with Mercy for so long and really having that community spirit, we started getting the Mercy crew involved, and we develop our own crew alongside them and to kind of supplement those other volunteers. So, and then we just fell in love with it. It's an awesome, the facility is beautiful, as well organized. The staff there are amazing. And at the end, you're ultimately doing something for the community, which again, Mercy has always been part of this community and wants to continue to be part of this community. So us being able to do that was amazing. It was actually a lot of fun, and we always bring that kind of Mercy vibe. We brought a little stereo, you know. It's an assembly line, and people are just kind of like shoulders down, and they're just hyped up. You know, we're sorting fruits out, and we're making boxes, and it was a lot of fun. It's a lot of work, but we enjoyed it.
That's wonderful.
And why is this important to Mercy?
I think because Mercy's come a long way, you know, is this removing that stigma from what is cannabis and, you know, a dispensary, to trying to be a mark in the community of saying, mm-hmm. you know, when Sonoma County has this vibe itself, you know, there's that Sonoma Strong, it's a community. Sonoma County is a wonderful community, and we are part of that. You know, we've been helping people with pain relief and with any way we can, from donating to local events, people who come in off the streets. We will always be part of this community. I mean, we want to, you know, continue to do that and start removing that stigma of a dispensary, you know. No, we're Mercy Wellness, and we are community-based. We love Sonoma County. We've been here, you know,
No, that's beautiful, because I think that idea of being a part of the community, right, you've been here for so long, and that you have a history of helping out our community in multiple different ways and being there to make donations. I mean, there's tons of things that I can think of, even in the last like year and a half or 2 years that you guys have been on KSRO, all the different organizations that you have put your name behind and your funds behind to help them out. I mean, it is one of the tenets of what Mercy Wellness is about.
Yes, it's literally a virtue of ours.
Right.
You know, this is something we definitely care about. And to name a few of those programs we've been able to be a part of, our Jetty does a buy a meal for a cartridge promotion. So with that too, Bloom Farms also has allowed us to partake in giving 2 million meals out to the community.
Wow.
So a very nice thing to be able to say, and thank you to them for allowing us to participate. We also were able to get Bill SB 34 further forward, which was the compassion care. So people are able to get medicinal products again for limited or no cost. So this is really important to us. You know, we really want to make sure that the community is taken care of, and we're doing our job to support them and be there for them too. And Mondo, I know you have a personal connection to food banks, yes?
Right, definitely. You know, I grew up from very humble beginnings, to say. You know, we were a large family growing up, and we relied on food banks and that help to, you know, to get us where we are. And now being at a point where I'm at, and even as a young adult, I remember, you know, just being, hunger gets, you know, hunger does not discriminate.
Nope.
You know, so being a victim of that, I would say, really does strike, you know, resonates with me. So being able to be part of something that has a drive force and the ability to help, I mean, it's always going to be in my roots, in my soul, to like help people, because I've been hungry before. Me and my brothers and sisters, we've been hungry, and we know that feeling and know what it's like to get that box of food, and so you're going to eat a little bit better. So for me, it was a no-brainer to help out.
A little bit can go a long way too, you know. And we also have our own food drive starting, I believe, today as well. We should be receiving our bin. What do we call them? It's a bin or can?
Yeah, we call them barrels.
Barrels.
Oh, food barrels. Yeah.
That's fine, too.
Oh,
totally
those are so fun. We did one of those for the holidays here. I don't think it was this year because, you know, COVID and everything, but we have done it before. We've put it in our lobby. That is such a great program, and it makes it very easy for a business, a community to come together and, I mean, because you see it, right? You come into your work and you see it right there, or you come into a business and see it right there, and it reminds you, oh, right, yes, I need to help out the food bank. Very, very cool.
It'll be right next to our recycling bin for all of our beautiful flower tins as well, which y'all are welcome to come back on in and let us do our thing with those too.
Excellent.
Another important and exciting feature we're adding to our lineup is a program called Dear Cannabis, so please stay tuned for news on that. This is specifically that compassion care, specifically also through Emerald Bay, who was a wonderful guest a bit ago
with us.
Oh,
yeah, with the RSO. They're so nice. I like them.
So it's exciting to be able to say soon enough here we'll be able to give back in that way as well, whether it's food, product, money, gifts for seniors. We do a Santa for a Senior event every holiday, I should say.
Yes.
Partnered with Dogma as well. We love animals. That's an easy one.
Yeah. So this is, as you said, just one of sort of the pillars of Mercy Wellness. Can you refresh my brain on what the other pillars you have for Mercy Wellness?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, it should be education, compassion, love, kindness, and giving. So these are things that we've all strive to be and also embody when we are out in the community and helping people wherever we can.
Yeah. It is lovely. I really think that... when you think about, you know, there's a lot of different dispensaries in Sonoma County. We're lucky that we're, you know, so near the Emerald Triangle and that it's been a tradition here in, you know, the North Bay that cannabis is just a part of our community. But not every dispensary makes that commitment. And I think that can help you decide which one you want to go to, right?
Yeah, no, the community built us to be able to be where we are. So it's our job to give back to and make sure that they get back the support that they gave us.
And for us, we do it without thinking. When the fires hit, our power was down. We looked across the street at the parking lot. There was people camped out there. So we went and we put up our tents and we started feeding people. We didn't care. We didn't ask for money. We didn't make it.
We didn't even have power, mind you. Right. We actually bought a generator, did all these things to make sure.
Yeah, we brought kids in. We bought tables out. We took over the parking lot just to feed people. Like, you know what, we are here for you guys. This is what we do. You know, people didn't know what business we were. We weren't promoting our business. It wasn't about that. It was about Sonoma County needed help, and what can we do? And so we just opened up our doors and the best we could, and that was a way to feed people. So we had like hot dogs and chips, sodas, snacks, whatever we could. You know, we fed families and just right on the spot. Waved a man. You guys hungry? Come on in. Yeah. We're gonna take care of you.
I remember
people
that.
People showing up that didn't know this was a dispensary at all, but just were here because they'd heard that there were nice, supportive people in this parking lot.
Yeah, I remember that. That was so crazy. And you also had like this little tower that you had where people could charge their devices because we were under the PSP, right? And we didn't have power. So people people were coming by. I was there too. I plugged in my phone to get a little bit of juice and had a hot dog. It was great. You guys are you're awesome for that. And then we also have a very special announcement that you wanted to make here on the air. Should we be doing that?
Yes, you know, we believe, I should say, we have a gift for Miss Rochelle on behalf of Mercy, too.
Yay!
I know Mondo and I have been looking forward to this moment for quite some time, too.
All right, so I don't know. Do I have a drum roll? I think I might be able to find one here in all of my... Well, if not, all right, here... Oh, my gosh, is that a giant check? Wow. Oh, that's so great! All right.
Thank you, Redwood Empire Food Bank, for everything you guys are doing for our community. We wanted to go ahead and donate $5,000 to the cause and to your wonderful entity there. Thank you so much for everything.
This means so much to us and is going to go very far in helping end hunger in our community. Thank you so much. What a wonderful gift.
Wow.
So blessed. Thank you.
You know, this it was yesterday. We're like, we'll do $2,500. It'll be nice. And I was like, you know, $2,500 just doesn't have a nice ring to it. You know? I was like, come on, y'all. Like, we're Mercy. Let's do a little bit better. So,
That's the spirit.
Right. And so we're looking forward to getting back in volunteering as well and getting back into the community now that things are starting to settle down a little.
Yeah, you'll see more of us for sure.
Oh, that's wonderful. We will welcome you with open arms. And again, this money is going to go very far. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Thank you.
And remember, when you head to Mercy Wellness, they will have those bins so you can bring some food, make donations. They can drop off and get them over to REFB as well. Thank you all for coming in. This is really, really fun. Mondo, Emma, and Rochelle, and Owen, and Lisa. Bye, everybody. That's the end of the show. Have a great one.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.